Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yevamos. Yevamos Daf Sadi Tes. Yevamos Sadi Tes 99. The Gemara here discusses, the Mishnah discusses the case where there was a mix-up between babies. Mix-up when there were babies. The Mishnah discusses Ha'isha Shnesari Vlada Bevlad Kalasa. A woman's baby got mixed up with her daughter-in-law's baby, meaning a daughter and a granddaughter. What about cases of Ksherim and Shvachos, all different types of mixtures. So the Gemara there quotes a story that the Gemara then rejects that story. It says the Gemara Tanya on Tzadi Tesma Beis. Amar Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, Miyamei lo hi'adati ela edus achar. I never really gave testimony, except once. Once I gave testimony, Vehelu eved lekuhuna alpi. And they were ma'ala, an eved. I testified that an eved was a certain had a certain status, and therefore they were ma'ala him to be a kohen based on my testimony. Helu salkadaitach, really? They were ma'ala, even though he was really an eved. So it was a mistake based on my testimony. They assumed. So is that what exactly happened there? Because hashta behemta shol tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takala al yadan. Even the animals of tzadikim, Hashem gives them a divine protection, and is not maybe a stumbling block, a takala, through their actions. Tzadikim asma l'kol shekein. So surely, do we really assume that the Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok testified and they made such a mistake based on his words? That would be terrible. Such a toe is based on him. So ela ema bikshu lahalos eved lugun alpi. They wanted to. They were going to. He saw in the place of Rabbi Yossi where they were mala and where they're not mala and they were masid then in the Asri of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because based on what the Gemara said earlier, in certain places where they gave truma, they automatically assumed that you were a kohen. In other places, they said, oh, you might be the eved of a kohen. So if you saw a place where they're not ma'aleh, meaning they give you an avadim, and then you testify about it in a place where they are ma'aleh, where they say, oh, they only give kohanim, so if you saw them give them truma, so it must be that he's a kohen, not an eved of a kohen. So this was the big mix-up. But let's talk a little bit about this principle of behemtan shol tzadikim, and maybe takala al yadayim. So where does this come up? The source of this is really the story in Maseches Chulin. The story in Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara discusses the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Ya'ir. The Gemara quotes on Zayin Amud Aleph in Chulin. Where does this principle come from? That the Mai Behemtan Shal Tzadikim, the Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Havik Ozel Pinyan Shvuyim. He was on his way to do a mitzvah Pinyan Shvuyim. Paga Be Biginoi Nara. He came to a river. Ganoi. Omer Le Ginoi Chalok Li Memecha Ve'Ever Becha. He says to the river. Right, we're talking about certain levels of tzidkus. He says to the river, split for me. I want to go through. Right, you're going to do the Ratzon Hashem, or are you going to do Pidyon Shvuyim to redeem captives? And I'm doing what the Ratzon Hashem. I'm flowing downstream. That's what rivers do. Atas Safik Ose, Safik Iata Ose. You might be successful. You might not be successful. Vani Vade Ose. But I'm for sure going to be successful. I'm already doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Omer Lei says Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer mat iato cholik. If you don't split for me, goes Rani Alecha shelo yavru b'chamayim ba'olam. I'm going to dry you up. Again, there's a lot of symbolism to this conversation, but I'm going to dry you up. Chalak Lei, okay, so it's split. So split. The Mefarshim wonder how it was so easy for him, while Kriyas Yamsuf took a lot more. Right, some say this was post Matan Torah. He had the power of Torah. Okay, but it's split. Havi Ahu Gavra David Dari Chiti Lepischa, and he was a man traveling with him that was carrying wheat for matzah. Amar Lechalok Lei, split for him too. Nami Lahai the mitzvah Asik. Split. He's involved in the mitzvah. Split for him. Chalok Lei. So the river split also. Havi Ahu Taya Delava Badayu. There was a certain non-Jewish traveler that was walking with them. Amar Lechalok Lei Nami. Split for him. Lahai. Jelo Lema Kach Osim Lebnei Levaya. This is what you do for the people who go with you, right? You don't split for them. Chalak Lei, so split also. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef comments, Kamen Nafish Gavra Mimoshe. Vishtein Rivivan. See how great Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is compared to Moshe and 22,000 Jews. Dilu Hasam Chad Zimna V'Hacha Tlasa Zimne. There, Kriyas Yamsov had only split once, and here split three times. V'Dem L'Hachanami Chad Zimna. Maybe here was only once. Maybe it was just like it stayed split. So Ella Kamosha Vishisin Rivavan Ikla, so it means Vishisin Rivavan, meaning 600,000. That's what it was compared to. That it was the Yamsuf was split in that way. Okay, amazing. Amazing story. But the Gemara continues, an important part for us. Ikla Lush Biza, and then Rapidka Ben Yair came to whoever inn that he was staying. Ramale Sari Lechamri, they gave barley to the donkey, because that's barley, it's animal food. Loachal, and the animal didn't eat. Chavtinu, they hit the animal. What are you doing? You haven't eaten in so long. Just eat some barley. Loachal, it didn't eat. Nakrinu, Loachal, they took out the rocks. Loachal, Amr Lahu. So Rapidka Ben Yair says, Dilma Lo Ma'asrin, maybe you didn't take off Shumas and Maestras. Maybe that's the that's why my animal's not eating. Asrinu v'achal. So they took off maestras, and then the animal ate. Amar aniyazu alechas lasas v'son kone v'yatem achilim oso tivlam. Right, this animal is going to help me do pinyin shvuyim. You're giving it tevel. So that's the story of behemten shal tzadikim. Hashem doesn't bring takala, and Hashem gives somewhat of a divine protection to even behemten shal tzadikim. This is the principle that's mentioned here. It's kind of right. What are we talking about? I mean. Everybody has bechira chashus, right? Everybody has free choice. What does this mean that Hashem protects? So again, keep in mind that this, we're talking about shogigs here. We're not talking about mazes. Mazed, everybody can do an avera, whatever they want, right? There's bechira chashus for everybody to do an avera. But mazed. But shogig, when there's something that's unwittingly being done, Chazal seem to say that when it comes to special tzaddikim, right? Tzaddikim, especially of Chazal, in the days of the Tanoim, they had a special divine protection that takala shouldn't come al yideihem. Maybe it seems like the opposite of hardening one's heart, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva discusses that Hashem hardened the heart of Paro to make it hard to do a certain to do tshuva, to the right thing. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of makes it easier a little bit and gives a protection for the tzaddikim to do the right thing. But Tosfos and Rishonim all over Shas, whenever this principle comes up, say that there are many examples of Tanoim making mistakes. So what do you mean, behemten shal tzadikim? What is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eino maybe takala? If you look at Masech HaShabbos, you know the story of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael discusses in Yud Beis and Mabezes, two gersos in the Gemara, but the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, ani ekra v'lo ate. The Gemara says that you shouldn't read on Shabbos next to a candle. Lo yikra la'araner. Why? Because shema yate. You might come to move the candle in order to make it light better so that you could read more. So it says, Rabbi Shmuel says, don't worry about it. I'll read v'lo ate. Pamachas kara ubikesh lahatos. One version is, he was about to. He was about to be mate. Omar, and he says, oh, he caught himself. Kama gdolim divrei chachamim. How great are the words of the rabbis. Shayomrim lo yikra la'araner. Right, they said, so amazing, the rabbis are so smart. Rabbi Nassan Omar, Rabbi Nassan's version is, no, he actually did it. Kara vihita. Right, he actually read by the light of a candle, and he was mate, and he violated Shabbos. V'kasava pinkaso, and he wrote down in his notebook, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, karisi v'itesi ner b'Shabbos, l'kishivana beis amigdash, avi chatashmeina. He wrote down, he was going to owe a carbon chatos for being mate. Big child in the postgame, was this shogig, was this mizasek? A different discussion, but it sounds like it's he's treating it as shogig. But again, you see for there that, you know, what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he may be takala al yadehem. The story a few places in Meseches Makos and elsewhere, there was a certain Tana that killed an Eid Zomeim inappropriately. And he says, Erev ben Achama, he used to go to the grave to ask forgiveness for the Eid Zomeim. Or Psachim Daf Kufav, the Gemara talks about Kufav Amid Kufav Mabez, where eating before Havdalah. Somebody ate before Havdalah, and again, isn't that what I mean? Eno maybe takala yadayim. So what exactly, how do we view this? So Tosfos in a few places in Shas, including right here. Tosfos right here says it in short, but the other places says it a little longer. Masechas Gittin. Tosfos here says in one line, Saka daita chashta behemten shal tzadikim. Nira, the lo garcina lai. Says Tosfos, no, we don't have this in, we shouldn't have this girsa in our Gemara. Because that principle shouldn't apply here. Again, what's our case? That he gave testimony that somebody received truma, and they said, oh, he gets truma, he must be a kohen. But really, he was only the evidence of a kohen. But Tosfos says, you shouldn't have that girsa here. Why? Dolo shayech hach percha, ela b'makam, she'achacham atzvo nechshal, ba'achilas iser. Ve'ein laharech kan. Says, I think, says Tosfos, says it in short, only applies where the tzaddik is going to eat something. That's aser. only there ve'en laharakan. I'm not going to be marach here. Why? Because he was marach elsewhere. Right? Marach elsewhere in other places. If you look in back in Masechta Shabbos there on that Gemara about Rabbi Shmuel, right? The Gemara asked this question again. Kara v'hita says the Tosfos there in Shabbos Yud Beis Mabeis. Hacho b'makas gabi Yehuda ben Taboy. That's the name of the Tana. Yehuda ben Taboy shahara geit zomeim ilba ha'isha rabba. Right, and the Gemara we had a couple of days ago, Gabi Had the Nikra Sefer Torah b'Chamasan. Remember that the Torah was torn in the place where there was an argument. So lo parech. The Gemara there does not ask. By the case of Eid Zomim, says Tosfos, and the case of the Torah being torn, it does not ask, Uma behemta shal tzadikim eina kadosh baruch hu mevi takala, why? Oma Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's Yisod, that knocks out half these Gemaras. Delo parech b'shum makom el agavi achila sisr. Only comes by food. If the tzadik is going to eat something that's usr, that's where the divine protection is. Not stop doing any other averis. But dafka by food. Sheginayu le tzadik biyoser. That's a real genai. That's a genai to eat food like that. That's why. By all these other cases, that doesn't is not appropriate. That's what Tosfos says in our Gemara. Tosfos alludes to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat that in our Gemara is not appropriate to quote that principle here because it only applies by achilas iser. What is it about food bedafka? Averis are averis. So again, it seems to be something more. Timtum Halev related, right? Various Achronim talk about Timtum Halev, that the heart is affected by food that goes in more than any other Avera. Whenever we do an Avera, we're affected, but food affects our neshama. Right? We've quoted often the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Shmos, where Rabbi Yaakov discusses that Rashi there quotes, on Vakarasi Lach Isha Menekes Ben HaIvrios, where Miriam says, maybe I'll get a Jewish midwife. So Rashi there quotes, Hech Ziraso Ala Mitzrios Harbe Linok, that she tried to get from an Egyptian woman to nurse Velo Yanak Levisha Haya Asala Dabar Mashchina. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why it was inappropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to nurse from an Egyptian woman. So Rabbi Yaakov notes that the Ramah quotes this in Yeradeya. The Ramah in Yeradeya, and Sirin Pe'alav quotes, Chalav mitzris kechalav Yisraelis. Technically, there's no difference between milk from a Jewish woman or from a non-Jewish woman, from a Yisraelis or a mitzris. Mikal makom lo yaniku tinok b'nai mitzris im efshar b'Yisraelis. But a Jewish baby should not nurse from an isha mitzris, if it's possible. De chalav ovedes kochavim mitamtei malev umodli lo tevara. Because milk of an ovedes kochavim closes up the spiritual openings of the heart and breeds a tevara. Right, so that's the discussion of Rabbi Yaakov. We noted in the past that Rabbi Yaakov knows, what is that doing in Shulchan Aruch? That's about Moshe Rabbeinu. Asid l'daber im ha-shechina. Right, Moshe is going to talk to the Shechina, and therefore he shouldn't do it. But what does that have to do with all babies? What does that have to, why is that in Shulchan Aruch? So the Rabbi Yaakov says, you know what you see from here? It must be that we have to treat each child as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chara tamua eichav shalom mikan halacha l'maisa hakan mefurish atam shlo yonak mishum da'asel l'daber mashchina v'yem kei minala an shekein adinei zo kol echad ve'echad v'chi kol echad asel l'daber mashchina, says Rabbi Yaakov, yes. U'mavur mizeh limud gadol b'inyin achinuch shetzara cha'av l'itein l'banav l'kol yelad katan yisikui l'daber mashchina. We have to have that attitude. L'chein tzorach lios kol inyan b'chinucho b'madrega kazu shal asil adaber im hashchina. So that's a beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov relating to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos continues, again in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis. Tosfos continues, v'yahu da'arvei psachim. What about Arvei psachim? I said Kufav before, it's Kuf Gimel on the base, to Rabbi Yirmiyah Ishtali v'toam kodem Abdallah, where he ate before Abdallah. What about that case? Vahanu de Meseches Rosh Hashanah, de Kamar Basim Tafshilo de Bavloi, Bitsoma Rabba de Marava. What about Yom Kippur? Hasam, Yom Kippur, there was a question about the Sveka de Yoma by Yom Kippur. Lo Havi Machal Isser. Eating before Avdallah and Yom Kippur are different types of Isurei Achila. There, says the Tosfos, the time is what's Usser, not the food. Right, eating before Abdallah is not machalas asuros, it's just that you're not allowed to eat now. And also by Yom Kippur. Ella shahat lohaya machal iser, ella hasha'a asura. The hour, the time was asur, and that's not considered a takala. Maybe that sounds like that. That's not mitamtem halev. Right, and that's a question. What's the lumdis of that? What does that mean? that would be limited in terms of Timtum Halem. If you look at Rabbi Chanan in the Kobetz Biurim in Gittin in Ozvav, right, because Dav Zayin in Gittin, this where this Tosfos also comes up. I'll just read it to you because Rabbi Chanan is commenting on that Tosfos. Right, Zayin am an Aleph in Gittin. Amar Rabbi Notam de lo parach ela gabi midi d'achila. To gnayu l'tzadik she'ochad davar iser. Ulachila parach abar Rabbi Shmuel, as we just read, and by Yehuda ben Taboy. And the case of Helu Evel Akuna al Piv, our case, lo garis le Rabbi Notam. Rabbi Natan was not goris this in our Gemara. Av b'shiyisha machilas iser truma lisho lebanav shein asurim b'truma. Even though you know it's about truma giving truma in an inappropriate way, isn't that iser achila? Because makom kivin shachacham atzvo ein nechsho machilas iser ein sfer lahakshos. The only issue about maybe takala is that if the chacham himself is eating, even if he's causing others to eat, so that's not included in this sukya. And then Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Dishli v'tom kodem Avdala, v'chulu, ein adav remaguna kol kach, achilo shel hetira b'shas ha'iser. Right, that's Rabbeinu Tam's lashon there in Gittin on Daf Zayin. So Rabbi Chanan says in Ozvav in Kovetz Biurim, kavanas divrehem nira. What's the lamais is also to eat? Right, what's the difference? The Yom HaKippurim hu iser gavra. I think we discussed this a couple of weeks ago. Yom Kippur is an iser gavra, and therefore it's not metamtim halev. Aval truma o evre menachai have iser chefsa, and therefore when it's machalos asuras bechefsa, so that causes some type of timtum halev spiritually. But when it's an iser gavra, so then that's a different category, and that wouldn't cause timtum halev. In the hava, maybe takala wouldn't apply in that regard. That's what Kovet said be Europe. Rabbi Yosef Engel also, I think, I don't know if we spoke about this recently, in the Asvin Daraisa, discusses whenever you have a temporary Isser, does that automatically mean that it's an Isser Gavra and not an Isser Chefsa? Because as an Isser Chefsa, does that have to be permanent? Right? Number one, is it, if it's limited in time, what about if it's limited in person? Right? A couple of weeks ago, right, Daf Peivav, we discussed the Isser of Tevel. Tevel is also because of the Truma Shiva, or the Isser of Truma. Right? The fact that Truma is Asr, does that mean the fact that a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma and not a Yisrael, does that mean it's an Isser Gavra? Because if it was an Isser Chefsa, if it was inherently poison, would that mean that nobody would be able to eat it? So whenever something is Asr in time or Asr in person, what about Asr in place? What about Meiser Sheni Michutz Lachoma? Meiser Sheni or Kachim eating outside the base of Mikdash. Is that Nisar Gavra? Is that Nisar Chefsa? In all these cases, the Achronim wonder, maybe the fact that it's limited shows that it's an Nisar Gavra. Right? It's the focus on the person, because if it was Nisar Chefsa, it will be everywhere, and it will apply to everyone. But it's not so pashut. I'm quoting it in broad strokes that it's simple, but it's not so simple. Again, Rabbi Yosef Engel there, and Asvid Daraisa in Klal Yud discusses, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Does Shabbos have to be Yisurei Gavra? The fact that it's, Chefsa here doesn't mean that there's an object. It just means that there's something external, like an Isser Maisa, you might call it. But he has that discussion in Klal Yud, but it's not simple that it would automatically be in Isser Gavra based on the fact that it is temporary. Interesting discussion, Rashi and the Ramban, if you remember, in Parshas Chayisara, when Eliezer comes to find a wife for Yitzchak, and the Pasuk says that he opened up their muzzles when he got there. So Rashi quotes, Hiter zamam shalahem shayasosim piyem shalo yiru b'sadas acherim. Right, it was clear who Avram's donkeys were because he muzzled them. He didn't want them to eat in somebody else's property. And the Ramban quotes the Medrash, in the Breishis Rabbah, Hidus Mameim, Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiya Shal, Rav Chia, Barebi Abba, Lohayu Gmalav Shor, Rav Avram Avinu, Domim Lachamoro Shor, Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair's animal didn't need any muzzles, right? He wouldn't eat the stuff that was not tithed. And Avram Avinu's animals, would have had a problem, and he had to guard. Vizu She'ela Listar Pasuach Hazamam. And this is a Shaila, says the Ramban, to ask, right, that Avram Avinu, right, why would he have to do that? So the Mizrahi says, Shriach Hezeka, right? Walking you all over, and you know, maybe it would be different. Ki Efsher, but the Ramban says, Vizushi Elister, Pesuch Chazamam, Ki Efsher Shriach Hasitus, Bebeso, Shabitchos Ben Yor, Godo Yosem, Ibeso, Shalavim Avinu, Vikasher Chamur, Shabitchos Ben Yor, Inenu Tsarech Lihishtamir Menadverma Asurum, Labala Bachilo, Kalshakin Gala Shalavim Avinu, Vesor Chazamam, Kilo Yunil, Tsad the Kolo. End of the Ramban, he just points out that Ha'ara, I don't think that the donkeys of Avraham Avinu would be any worse than Pinchas ben Yar. Maybe it depends, similar to what we were just talking about. Stolen grain might be different than untithed grain. Maybe Tevel is real Machalas Asuros, as we said. Stolen grain is not labeled in the status. Maybe it's not labeled in the status. Right, it's just that there's a problem with it, like similar to the time issue. Right, it's the stolen, it has to be returned, but the ladaf. There are other deos in the Rishonim limiting some of these cases. When do you apply behemdan shal tzadikim? The Ramban quotes a dea that maybe it only applies to tzadikim won't be machti others. Right, that's where maybe takala al yedehem. So it won't be machti others. That's the problem. Right? There's a sugya called parhel davar shal tzibur. That means they were machti others. Just one final source. If you look in the Hagos Mordechai, there's Hagos Mordechai in the end of the first parak of Eiravin, where he quotes a story. Again, there's a lot more. If you look in the Chuvus Lahoros Nasan or Nasan Gestetner in the Hagdama to Chelag Yud, he quotes the story, but it's in the Hagos Mordechai, and he expands on it. He says twice the Rashbam was about to make a mistake. So the Hagos Mordechai, and the Rishonim, the Rashbam, he was about to paskin in a certain something on Shabbos, and it was protected. He didn't, but then it says that Israchish, where's the line? Ratza la'alos bakaron asher susu peren moshkimbo. He was about to go up on a wagon which had kilayah behema on it, pulling it, a horse and some other mule. He was about to go up on the wagon below Hergish, and he didn't realize why. Because he never looked around. He had his eyes were so kadosh, he just never picked up his eyes, the Rashbam. So he was about to go on it, they're not even noticing. Israchish le nisa. This is in the Hagos Mordechai. A nes happened. Nizdamin achiv Rabbeinu Tam sham. His brother Rabbeinu Tam flew in from somewhere and was there. And amar lo alti tzadik arbe. Right? Don't be so righteous. So mar menecha. Lift up your eyes, my dear brother Rashbam. Look, v'nesusu perelik rascha. Right, there's kilei akarim here. V'nim navelo Allah, and he Rabbeinu Tam protected him, and he didn't go up. So the Lahoros Nasan, an amazing story. But the Lahoros Nasan discusses maybe this is Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam l'shitaso about havas takala al yadam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, he didn't need the protection because it wasn't a food item. Right, and therefore the principle of lo hava, Hashem doesn't bring takala, wouldn't apply in this case because it's not food. That's where Rabbeinu Tam had to jump in and say that no, you have to look, you have to protect yourself, because Rabbeinu Tam was shitaso held that this isn't a food item, so you won't have the divine protection. That's why he had to come in. But he quotes the Horus also quotes a Rashbam from Baba Basra Kuflam Gimel that it would apply, that principle applies even outside of food. So maybe that's why he didn't look so carefully, because he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't bring takala. And guess what? Right, there was a protection. Rabbeinu Tam flew in and saved the day to protect Rabbeinu, to protect the Rashbam. Either way, you can look there for the fascinating Lishitaso. Okay, we'll stop here.